Welcome to Sky's Limit podcast, and
we're back
after a few months break.
Lot of shit went down, okay, people.
To cut us some slack, we did post once, but it had to be taken down after 24 hours. We are not allowed to talk about it, but
this one will get get down.
We end up talking about it. No, I'm joking.
Dun, dun, dun.
But we did post something, but it had to be taken down after 24 hours.
And we just got pissed and we didn't upload.
I mean, we did record a bit, but we just forgot to upload it.
That's not me. It's him. He's the one who's forgot.
Yeah.
He's in control of it.
Oh, I'm the manager, you know. You're just you're the manager's servant.
Fuck off. I'm the one that people love.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's funny.
I know. That is quite funny, too.
Anyway, this is going to be...
Apology.
Our apology video. Stop crying.
No, this is an apology, so we got a special
going on. Chloe said it, not me.
No, this is an apology, so we did something special. And you can tell them.
What? We did something special?
This episode is going to be an hour long.
Oh, yeah.
As an apology. Get on track.
We're doing something special? I was about to be like, giveaway?
Which I'm broke, so...
Oh, yeah.
Now, if any of yous, like, listen, our other ones, you know this year I wanted to do three things, and that was a tattoo, get a PC, or get a car.
Mm-hmm.
They were the three things. And I can finally say I have ticked off one of them. And that is...
I got a car. Oh.
No. In 4 days, I will be getting my PC. It will be beside me.
Idiot.
Excuse me. Fight me on that.
Why would you get a PC before a car?
Because I'll be using the PC more than a car.
You know what our podcast reminds me of?
No, I don't.
Frenemies.
Frenemy.
Because we're polar opposites and we're frenemies.
We're not frenemies, we're frenemy cousins.
No, we're cousin-emies.
Yeah. That just sounded like cut. We're cut-emies.
But I'm Trisha and you're Ethan.
Yeah, I do like you.
Oh, well, speaking of podcasts, we're going to give somebody a free promo. Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We were just watching them together. And it was the episode that featured Brittany Broski. And I'm talking to Chloe and I'm like, oh yeah, don't you love the kombucha girl meme? And then she was like, huh? And I was like, yeah, that's her. And Chloe was like,
no.
You were like, no, I refuse. And then I was like, yeah, that's her. And then I had to send you the Google.
The funniest thing is, all right, I've seen the meme. It's that I just don't pay attention to people. That's the downside. Seriously. Someone famous can be walking down the street and I will bet you $100 I would not fucking recognize them.
You would never be able to remember so many like plant things.
That's what another thing that's been going on. Brody's crazy, everyone. Seriously.
I am not crazy. You are.
No, guys, seriously, I need your help. He is crazy.
How?
He wants to spend $3,000 on a greenhouse, guys.
Calm down. I don't even have that money. Calm down.
You know. Yes, you don't have the money, but you were thinking of it.
I mean, if I did have the money...
if I did have the money, there's 100% no way I will spend $3,000 on a greenhouse for plants. There's no way.
For life.
Brody, plants die. They die, yeah. Okay?
Only when they're in your hands.
Don't bring that up. Okay? It's not my fault.
Uh-huh. I believe that.
It's not my fault that people want to...
But I was being sarcastic, Chloe.
This is what I've got to deal with, guys.
Oh my god. Okay. At least I'm not as bad as David Dobrik.
I forgot who that was for a minute.
Tesla guy, who was also spying underage girls' drinks to get dirty dumb to practically rape them.
For a second I said I forgot who that was. No, I forgot who that was completely.
Yeah.
No, I remember who that is now.
I hate him.
Didn't he also do that puzzle or something? Yeah. Yeah.
He pretty much scammed everyone.
Wouldn't you? No, fuck that.
I was making millions of dollars off it.
I could never do that to people because if you think about it, they're the ones who are paying for your salary, if you think about it. Why fuck with people who basically is paying for everything you're buying?
I mean, true, but not true. Don't you want to get that little bit extra money out of them?
No, I'm talking about, okay, if you were famous, would you fuck with your fans? Like, not like legit, okay? I mean, like, mess with them, like, do shit, like, take their money, kinda.
I mean, if I was famous, no. Like, if I was already making a lot of money, no, I wouldn't.
I couldn't do that. That's just... I feel like that's just stupid to do something like that because...
Like, I might bring up merch, but that's
that. Yeah, merch is...
Chloe!
What?
That's something we should do.
Yeah, but I feel like not right now. No one's got the money for that.
Not with our 300 listeners.
No. I'm talking about money, okay? We're broke. Actually, I'm broke.
The first merch I kind of want to bring out are stickers.
Yeah. You want to tell people about that? Or
no. It's a draft idea now. I can't be bothered. It's too much money. And it takes too much time.
And you... Okay, but so does life.
By the way, we're talking about a mini sticker business.
I'm not talking about it. He is.
Are we talking about it right now, Colin?
Yeah.
Exactly, so we are talking about it.
But it's not my business. It's yours.
It's not yours, but we're talking about it.
It ain't mine. I don't want to go into the sticker business. If you want to go into the sticker business, you go for it.
By the way, guys, sorry if you hear anything in the background. I just can't be bothered editing this because it's going to be an hour long. I know I should be bothered editing it, but like...
But... time.
The thing that I don't like.
it's like it's work. I get enough to do at school, okay, guys? Exactly. By the way, I don't do school.
You wish.
No, I don't. I wish school wasn't real, whatever was ever created. Whoever created school, oh my gosh, you're my enemy, but I know that person's dead now, but still.
I wish that was me. Dead. Not creating school, geez, Chloe.
Okay. A bit of dark there. Dark this way.
Chloe, copyright. Be quiet.
I didn't. That's why I stopped, okay? All I said is darkness. My friend. Okay? I didn't say anything else after that.
Of course you didn't.
And you can understand, guys. This is just random stuff we're talking about. We don't have anything planned.
Yeah, we literally didn't plan anything. I was just like, you know what? Let's make a podcast.
Let's do a podcast, don't you mean?
Yeah, let's make a that was us, like, a few months ago. Let's make a podcast.
Actually, I wasn't. You're the one who came to me say...
Yeah, I came up with an idea, and then you were like, oh my god, yeah, we should.
Two crazy cousins. Yes, let's do that.
Yeah. I like the podcast, though.
I like it too, when but I don't upload. Know about other people. Yeah. When we upload, okay. I don't know what other people think.
We're gonna try. We've said this a million times, but we're gonna try as much just, as possible.
At upload. This point, guys, just don't put your hopes up. Okay, we'll upload when we upload.
No, we're gonna be able to upload every Sunday. Hopefully,
yeah, hopefully, but. Again, guys, don't get your hopes up.
I mean, we did go on a good track for, like, 5 episodes.
Yeah, but that was because you were going away.
Yeah, I was on vacation and I was bored, so.
That's why.
Yeah.
So, what, do you need to go away again to actually do it? I think that's a good idea, guys.
Yeah, very good idea.
This time I will go away.
But, yeah, okay.
No,
that's what I'm in the middle of doing.
Singing a lullaby, I'm guessing.
Germinating some grape seeds.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Brody, he's addicted to plants, guys. That's why I'm
saying he's not. You are.
No, I'm not. I killed my plants in 3 days, okay? How the fuck do I do that? Only I can. Seriously, guys, I killed a plant that I just planted and started to grow, and it died. I was watering it every 2 days. Make sure not watering it too much and it still died.
You forgot for like a week, Chloe.
No, this one, alright. I planted it, it started growing a bit, I think. But the one that I did forget to water, that one's still growing. I don't know how.
Well, miracles do happen.
But the one that I planted, alright, died in 3 days. I wouldn't say 3 days. I would say 3 days of it starting to sprout.
Mm.
That's when it died.
Chloe.
Brody.
I've got to ask you something.
What?
I've been thinking. I know it's bad when I think.
Yes, it is.
Should we start moving our podcast onto other platforms as well, like YouTube and stuff?
I don't know. Okay, listen to my words carefully. or not. I don't care. I don't really care what the fuck we do. I'm just here for the ride. That's all I'm doing. I'm
the
bored.
The only thing is I don't know how we can take this podcast and put it on YouTube for like every episode.
Yeah, well, there is another downfall if you do put it on YouTube. How do I put this? I'm not going to show my face. So how would the video be? Are we just going to put it like a relax, just one relaxing waterfall while we talk?
Yes.
But our videos aren't relaxing.
It's just us yelling. And they're like trying to sleep and they're like meditating.
Fuck you, bro.
We would be meditating to our podcast. Oh my god.
I probably would. Like, I don't even listen to our podcast, but I probably would do something stupid like that. Just relax while people are yelling in the background. I have actually done that. I am at school. There was a big fight, and I'm just, like, watching it relaxing.
So, Chloe, I'm going to ask you something.
Okay.
How many listeners do we have to get for you to do a face reveal?
Zero, because I'm never going to do it.
Okay. How about something that would be, like, impossible? 10 million.
1 trillion.
No. There's not even that many people. All right, what about 2 million?
No, I don't want to do...
That is impossible.
I don't want to do a face reveal.
Yeah, but, like... Chloe.
Brody.
Don't be like Corpse.
I'm not gonna be like him. I just don't wanna do a face reveal.
Well, you're being like him right now.
Then I take that as a compliment.
Oh my god. You seriously need to like do something crazy like, oh yeah, I'll do a face reveal at 10 million or something.
Oh my gosh, guys, I'll do a face reveal at my funeral. Oh my gosh, that's like a brilliant idea. Do you want me to do something stupid like that?
Mm-hmm.
That face reveal won't come until I die of old age if I unfortunately die.
Something that I think would be impossible at 50k listeners, I will do a face reveal.
Sorry. I did something stupid. Just go on. Yeah, go back. Go back on what you were talking about.
Yeah, at 50k followers, I'll do a face reveal.
He would. I won't.
You will.
No, I won't.
You will.
No.
I will post a picture of both of us.
And I will sue your ass.
What?
I will see you.
How?
You can't take photos of other people without their...
But for the photos, I got the permission.
No.
Yeah, it's... when we took them.
You're not... Oh my gosh, how the fuck did I do that? Oh my... I don't know how I did that, dude. Sorry, guys, I'm playing a game. No, I still refuse.
Chloe?
Brody?
If just posting a photo that you didn't get permission for posting, you can sue me for, you know how many people I can sue?
Yeah, but you could still sue. Okay?
Chloe, at 100k followers, I will... Alright, I'll make you a deal.
If you ever
hit 1 million, I will post a picture of you.
No, because I... Look, I don't play Facebook, guys. But I haven't updated my Facebook profile for over like legit Chloe, 6 years.
It isn't gonna be a Facebook photo. It's gonna be a photo that we already took.
I'm saying I don't do photos.
But I have photos of us together.
Brody, I stay away from the camera.
Well, I still have photos of us together.
Brody, you're not going to do this, and that's final. I will fight you for that. Seriously, I'll come knock at your door, and when you open it, I'll hit you one. Then I'll get back in the car and just drive off into the sunset. Just drive and not look back.
Okay. This is kind of weird.
Kissing me and all that.
You're a weirdo.
Tell me something new.
You know what we gotta do?
Get a life, I'm guessing.
No, get more followers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew.
I know, I didn't know that.
Oh my god. I just don't want to go back to school, you know?
Haha.
Ever, actually.
I don't care.
You want to swap places with me?
Hell no.
Just get a half shave, dye your hair black and red.
No.
Oh, that was a little sneak peek on what I look like.
Yeah, okay. I'll give them a little sneak peek of mine. I've got purple hair.
Literally, we just always dye our hair.
Well, my hair was a dark red, but after you dyed your hair dark red, I didn't want to be that color no more.
Hey, I didn't dye my hair dark red. I dyed my hair black and red, like black at the roots and then red going down. And I got a half shave, so.
Congratulations, I guess.
Chloe hates my half shave and my hair in general.
No, I don't care about the half shave. Your hair is legit a bird nest. That's what it is.
It is not. It is just curly and thick, okay?
No, it is not.
Okay, Miss Know-It-All.
Legit, guys. I just want to go over to his house with a pair of scissors and cut his hair when he's asleep.
I will shave all your hair off.
Good luck trying to do that.
You know what? I'm not even going to shave it all off. I'm just going to shave one down the middle.
A reverse mohawk.
Yep.
I would love to see that, actually.
You so look like a psycho.
No, I would love to see it on you.
No, thank you.
So you have an excuse to actually shave all of it?
Why, you think I'm going to do it to you?
No.
If you go anywhere near my hair, I will do that to you.
No. You wouldn't even dare to do it to me.
Oh, I would dare.
No. We know what would happen.
I would dare because I will do it.
And you will know what will happen.
Yeah, what will happen then, Chloe?
Somebody's going to prison.
And it's me because you're going to sue me.
Oh my gosh. You're weird.
I am.
I hope people can agree with me how crazy you are.
I support Asian hate. Oh, that sounded bad. No, I support anti-Asian hate, okay? That sounded so bad.
Well, at least I'm not getting in trouble. At least I'm not getting canceled.
If this podcast ever gets popular, somebody can crop that.
Well, it looks like you're getting cancelled.
Oh, cancel culture.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's talk about what's happening in Australia, because there's a lot of crazy shit that's happening.
Oh yeah, we might be going back into lockdown.
Yeah, please help me, people. This is actually serious. Help me. I don't want to be in lockdown.
I feel bad for all the Americans who have had to go into lockdown for about, what, a year now?
Yeah, but, okay, listen to my lockdown. I am stuck with an annoying brother who likes to scream every 2 fucking seconds. And he's perfectly fine, guys. He ain't, that might sound wrong, but he ain't in the head, okay?
He isn't disabled at all.
Yeah, no, he just likes to scream or yell or fucking be a dinosaur just to make sounds. And he does that, like, every time he gets the chance. If the house is quiet, he has to do it. Guys, I'm stuck with somebody like that, and it is annoying. You can tell him to shut the fuck up, and he will do it over and over again, no matter how many times you tell him to shut up. And I'm stuck with that one. Until he moves out.
Or until you move out.
One of the two, but I was born first. He should move out first.
How does that... I think that means you should move out first if you're older.
No, he's got a kid, okay? He should move out and find his own place.
If you act like the kid.
If you have a kid and you're younger, you have to move out first. It's just automatically.
That doesn't mean that, Chloe.
Yeah. Yes, it
Chloe,
is.
What if the person is 14, right, and they have a
kid?
Okay,
no. If you're, like, under age, then stay with your mama and daddy. But if you clearly have a good income, you're stable and all that.
Your brother.
You move out first. You got a child. You move out first. But that's just the rules. I don't make them.
You did just make it, but okay, whatever.
Okay, like if you have like a stable income. Alright, you got a girlfriend and they also have a kid. You move out first.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, alright, my brother does jack shit. Right? He needs to move out first. Okay,
honestly, we should just rebrand and call out
shit that I can talk about my brother. No.
Oh my god, we suddenly become cosplayers. I'm sure to pay Taz and you're Ethan.
Okay. That's good. I don't even watch their podcast.
I do, all the time. Like, literally every night I fall asleep listening to it.
You see, the only time I've ever listened to a podcast is when you force me saying, "Oi, you need to watch this with me."
You just degraded our own podcast, Chloe.
I don't listen to podcasts.
Yet you...
Yes. I may talk in a podcast, but I don't listen to anybody podcasts.
You can't just say that. You can't say that you talk in a podcast, but you don't like listening to podcasts.
Okay, listen here, okay? I get bored too easy. If it's not me the one who's talking, I'm okay with that. I don't get bored. But if I have to listen to somebody talk, I feel like I'm in school getting a lesson, but it's a weird school that talk about weird stuff.
What? So were you bored just before when we were listening to the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh my.
I was like drawing in my book. Just actually, no, I wasn't drawing in my book. I was actually cutting up my rubber. And then I broke my pencil. Yeah.
Well, nobody will ever get my personal Instagram.
No one would get mine.
They won't guess it either.
Seriously? No one would guess.
It doesn't have anything to do with Chloe in it at
No.
all.
Nothing.
It starts with B. So does my Instagram.
Seriously. If they ever did find yours, they would basically find mine.
How?
Don't you have me on yours?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, but like.
Okay, if they did find out yours, for the people
Chloe, I have tons of followers. Shut up.
okay, some people do know who our identity is, and they are your friends.
My friends, family, but our family don't really know about the podcast.
My family definitely don't know. This is
My family definitely do know.
mine doesn't. Mine is a
We're talking like we have separate families.
No, okay, the only person, like, your mum knows, but my brother, my sister, and mum, they don't know.
I mean, didn't you say you did tell your mom, but she like kind of forgot?
She well, there's 110% she's forgot. Yeah, that no one would know because I know for a fact if I did tell them, they're just gonna drive me insane and be off it. Seriously.
Imagine if Regan found out.
Then guys, this is my last
This is my goodbye. My last dying wish is to get Birdie to stop planting.
But my dying wish is someone please adopt my brother.
You want somebody to adopt him? You wouldn't want
Yes.
him to stay alone forever?
No. I want somebody to take him so they know how crazy, how much I had to go through with him. So people know exactly what I had to deal with basically all my life. That's what. Yeah, I want somebody to go through the same pain I had to go through.
Do you remember when you were happy? Yeah, me neither.
Oh, no, I don't remember being happy because I have known him all my life, basically.
He's the reason for you being sad.
If someone takes him off my hands and
Not even
there's
your
a big
father or anything.
chance. Oh, no, that's half of it, but and my father I don't see, so that's hard
Haha,
to
you have
say.
daddy issues.
You also got daddy issues.
Shut up.
Come at me like that.
I just wanna get a lip piercing.
I want to be happy.
I want a lip piercing.
No,
You want a lip piercing?
I
Do you want your seconds done?
want
If you had to choose one uncommon piercing to get, what would you choose?
What would you choose?
Does lip piercing count?
No.
Right, eyebrow.
No, something that no one else would really get, like not many people get.
That's hard.
People do get nose piercing, tongue pierce, lip, eyebrow. Actually, no one really gets eyebrow done no more. But
if we're
ears. A lot of people get their ears done and other things to their ears that I don't remember the names of.
How about a ear one, but that little
the rod, whatever it's called, the one that
what?
goes, the one that goes across your ear to the other thingy. I can't remember the name.
No,
of it.
No, no. The little, you know how there's the ear and then it goes in the hole.
No.
Like you have your outer ear, like your actual ear that you see, but then it goes in.
That little
flappy
thing.
Thingy. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get that pierced.
I'll probably get that pierced.
Because
but I'm talking
say
about one
with...
that's like very unusual. Like,
like
there's the part, I don't know if English. parts that you don't want to say.
No, I'd never get any of that pierced.
I would never get any of that pierced. There's also surgery pierce, like the surgery piercings. How you have to go to like a little surgery thingy to actually have those piercings.
Maybe,
Like there's
very
like then the
maybe.
chest ones. I don't know why anybody would get the chest piercing. I feel like that would get stuck on everything.
Yeah, but very unlikely. I would maybe
something
get
that's so like I mean, like so not popular. Like something that what do you call it? Something unusual, not like all the basic ones, like the face.
Does it count to have the little skin in between your fingers?
Yeah, that's unusual.
Yeah, that would be what I would choose, even though I'd never get it
No
still.
way, that would annoy the crap out of me.
But it's like a constant ring.
But that also would annoy the crap out of me. If you think about it, like if you're wearing a long, like if you're wearing sleeves, that get caught. What happens if you were doing anything with your hands, basically? Don't forget you if you're like cleaning, which you never do, and
Chloe,
I never.
You just asked me a question and I answered it, okay? You need to calm down. I told you I wouldn't want it, but like it's the only thing I would have to get.
If I had to get something unusual thingy, I'll get something that wouldn't know the crap out.
You're like a smiley piercing.
But that's kind of common. I see a lot of people with that.
I do not see anyone with that because they're disgusting. Well, they're not disgusting. I just don't like them.
I don't like them too.
Because I've heard like horror stories about them where people like rip the, like accidentally like rip them.
I feel like that it would. Every time you talk, I feel like I have to do duck lips. Like, legit, if I ever did get that, I feel like I would have to do duck lips just to talk. Or
What would be an uncommon piercing you would get,
I don't know, Oh, I get there. Shit, I just knocked my mic then. Uncommon one that I would get. I probably would get, is the cheek, no, not cheeks, like above near your eye thingy down the bottom. You know how people have to get surgery to get those ones if they want it?
Yeah, but I see a lot of people with that.
I don't know, because it is so hard to think, because I feel like most of them would all annoy the crap out of me.
Now you know what I feel.
But that's different.
Oh, it's different. Okay.
Because it's me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You can literally get the most out-of-way piercing, and you'd still be like, eh, no,
okay, okay. Are these classed as piercings the one that actually go under your skin and it's like a, or like, it's a shape, like if you get a star, but it's just skin? That's not a thing?
No, it's not going to count as a piercing this time.
Because aren't they piercings?
Yeah, but not this time.
I would have got that if you didn't class it. Why don't you class it as a piercing?
Because I'm classing what I know as a piercing as a piercing.
I don't know that. Because if you're not going to class that one as a piercing, then I don't know.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Come on.
I just said I wouldn't know if you're not classing that one as a piercing.
Would you get the skin?
If
like,
you...
in between your fingers?
No. The way it's going, if you say no to almost everything, then I'm going to have to go for that one, but I'll probably fucking... Knowing me, I will rip it out. But... Okay, so is there anything else that's going on in Australia besides chance of getting locked down?
Not that I know of. Oh, do you know Anastasia Palaszczuk?
No, I do not.
Why don't I believe that?
Because I really don't know who that is. I'm going to have to see.
MP.
No, still ringing up, nothing.
Chloe.
You have to give me a photo. How many times do I have to tell you? I'm not good with names.
Is Scott Morrison still our Prime Minister?
Oh, that dude. That dude's a fucking idiot.
No, duh. Is he still our Prime Minister?
I don't know. I don't even know who fucking runs Australia no more. We keep, like, next minute it's somebody, next minute in, 3 months later we get a new one because we kick them out of power, whatever you want to call it.
I feel like Australians just get bored.
No, just the fact, like, look, last year, when we had the fires going on and all that, what did ours do, Brody?
Cried.
No, he went on a motherfucking holiday.
To Hawaii.
Yeah.
Honestly, I want to go on a holiday to Hawaii.
Yeah.
You want to come with?
No, I don't.
You're paying.
I'm broke.
Get a loan and buy the bank.
Like I said, I'm broke. Even the bank is broke for me. They the moment they see me, they're like, oh, quick, pretend we're broke.
They're like, oh no, run.
Run. Broke bitch. Yeah.
Not this bee again.
Run, guys, run. It's the broke one. Oh, my gosh. Also, there is something. If any of you are listening, that you, if you're not from Australia, how do I put this? In Australia, we got an ice cream called... K-time.
Golden Gay Time.
Golden Gay Time. But people just called it Gay Time. A lot of people actually call it that. Yeah, Golden Gay Time. Apparently, people are trying to get it to change its name. I don't know why, because it's a fucking ice cream.
I mean,
it's a Golden Gay Time. Are people?
I feel like they should address it, but I don't think they need to change that name.
Think about it, okay? Nothing else in this world actually has anything to do with gay or anything, right? There's no other ice cream in the world that has something to do with maybe like the... I don't know how to say the
LGBTQ.
That's it. I'm not good with things, remember, guys. That. There's like nothing. And this ice cream has gay in it. Shouldn't you be like proud of it? Like when somebody sees it, like, ice cream.
I just.
Ice cream.
Don't think they need to change their name, but I feel like they need to address it.
And how are you going to address it? All of you,
I don't know.
This is an ice cream that has... I haven't had one for quite a while. I don't know what's on it. Isn't it nuts? It's like crumbs, yeah, like crumbs or thingy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What do you want them to address it, Brody? What if you were the creator or whatever, people are trying to cancel it, what would you say?
I don't know. That's their job to think.
No. Think, Brody, because you're saying they should address it. But how? Because I'm confused of how I would address it. I would just tell people, it's just a name, get over it. And I know that sounds bad, but just get over it. And it sounds bad when I say it like that, because I don't care. You can do whatever you want to do in your life. I don't care what you do in your life. It's just the fact it's ice cream and it's called Gay Time.
Mm.
Does it really matter what it's called? Like, that's my real question.
But I just don't think they should be just staying silent.
I don't think they're staying silent.
They,
it's people. It's
have just, they said anything about it, Chloe?
Brody, this is.
Then they're silent.
Okay, Brody, but this just came out not long ago.
Yeah, but they still should address it.
Okay.
Companies should be professional like that.
So you're telling me, all right, that less than 2 days, somebody coming out saying. People just coming out saying, I want to cancel this after 2 days. It's no one's going to hear about it. The higher ups are not going to hear about it until it gets like really, really popular.
Have you heard about it, Chloe?
I heard about it because of TikTok, okay?
Exactly.
But do you think like the CEO of that ice cream is on TikTok?
Employees would be telling their managers, and then the managers would be telling the higher ups.
Okay, but it's going to take a bit to even get to the higher ups. It's not going to take 2 days of.
Yeah, but it's degrading their business, so they better do it fast.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just recent, so it's not going to get to the higher ups quite yet. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going to take a bit to even get to the higher ups before they start talking. Oh my gosh. There's another fight going on, isn't there? Between
Shut up.
Brody.
We ain't cousins.
Anymore, okay. That worked for me.
So you don't think they should address it?
No, they should, but it's going to take
Exactly.
time before. But that's what I mean. How would they address it? Because I'm even confused of how they're going to address it. What? Like, oh, sorry, we called it gay time. What do you want us to do about it? We didn't know in about, I don't know how, when that ice cream came out, maybe, let's say.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they should say.
What, say, sorry,
quiet.
Sorry, guys, I didn't know that calling out ice cream gay time thingy, golden gay time, would offend you in a fucking 50 years time.
Yeah, they should say that.
Okay. Yeah, they should just listen to the podcast I just did. We did.
This ain't ever going to get to them, Chloe.
Duh.
We have a better chance of being on the news.
Talking about the goddamn ice cream. Oh, two people talking about gay time get in trouble for talking about gay time. Yep. We're going to prison, boys. Unfortunately.
You're correct, sir.
If anybody wants to come visit me in prison, you'll get your face revealed. There you go, guys.
I'll be very alone.
Good for you.
You just get, like, those 3-minute phone calls and I'm, like, screen recording it so we can still do our podcast.
Just, it's gonna take, like, you get, like, a phone call once a week and they're only 3 minutes, so we have to do a podcast once a month. So you could do, like, put 3 hours and then put the other 3 hours together. Our podcast, so they're gonna be short.
The next 23 years, guys, just, you gotta be patient.
And all we talk about is what has happened in the prison.
The prison drama.
Oh my gosh. Cheryl's getting shanked this week. Oh, that would actually be fucking funny. You know how I said I won't listen to a podcast? If there was a podcast about prisons, I would actually listen to it.
But, what? Oh, God, I forgot. Oh, no. You know Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
What's the main character's name?
I don't know. I don't remember their names. I gave them all nicknames because I couldn't remember their names.
I'm just going to say main character and Alex. Of course I remember Alex.
I know. I know who you're talking about. It's just that I don't remember. I remember Christian Girl. The only person's original name, or two people's original name, or not their real name, but the show name, is Red and Alex. They're the only two characters I remember their names because that was fucking easy.
You just, like, get on, I call you for our weekly podcast. It's, like, the first ever one. And you get on the phone, it's been, like, 3 days in prison. You just have a whole new accent. You're Russian now. You're like, I am red.
Somebody tried to touch my potatoes.
Somebody insulted my food. I will give them a bloody tampon.
Oh, my gosh. But legit,
was that a bad accent?
I don't know. I'm not good with accents.
I think it was.
You know what the funny thing is? I would actually listen to that podcast. Legit, I would listen to that podcast because. But I don't.
You just hear the prison guard say, "Come on, finish up, Chloe." You're like, "It's thick and wet." What are you talking about?
But the thing about it, it's got to be an actual prisoner. Like, I don't care what they fucking did, but it would be funny to see what they would make out of it if they did a podcast. Like, yeah, guys, but like 60 years in for how do I say this?
Helping the mafia.
Yeah. But how...
I love Red so much.
I do too. Oh yeah, and the other name that I remember, Crazy Eyes.
Crazy Eyes. You just like, it's like the week later and you're like, I have them, my Nikki.
It's just one week I'm Red, next week I'm Crazy Eyes.
You're like, I have dyed my hair red. And I'm like, where'd you get the hair dye from? And you're like,
don't from ask
the mafia are listening.
No. From the enemy. The blood from the enemies. That's how I dye my hair red.
Anyway, thanks for...
That just, like, turned dark for a minute.
Oh, do you remember when we were talking about, like, what... would happen if we watered our plants with only the blood of our enemies?
You brought it up and I was like, that would have been cool. That would be cool and funny at the same time.
Funny? Because that ain't funny, honey.
No one does it!
For a reason. Because you will be put in jail for murder. Anyway, Red, here we go.
It would be funny because...
Why don't I just get a cowboy accent?
You said
that Brady, here I go.
Cowboy. Oh my gosh, Brady, we're going to get vegans on after us if we talk about anything about animals, okay? The vegan
culture. Hey, I don't mind vegans.
No, you know how they say,
I don't care what they eat, though.
No, I'm saying, you know how they get mad at you if you say animal blood? I love meat, which I actually do love meat. I can't live without it.
Okay, guys, I didn't say this, Chloe did. If you're gonna cancel anyone, cancel her. I don't mind getting a new co-host.
No.
She's the one that has to do an apology video.
I'm not going to apologize for something I believe in. I don't care what you eat. Just don't force me. All right? Don't try to change me into something I'm not. I like my meat. I'm not going to stop eating it. And you can tell me otherwise. I don't care.
Okay, Morgan.
I'm going to eat my steak, and I'm going to enjoy it. You can sit beside me while I enjoy my eat, and you can tell me how meat is murder. I don't care, okay? I'm hungry, and I just want my meat, okay?
Honestly, Chloe, I'm a bit more on the vegan side than your side.
Yeah, because you went vegetarian.
And
then your mum made popcorn chicken, and you had to fucking get... stop being vegetarian just to eat that goddamn fucking popcorn chicken.
I'm genuinely thinking about going back though.
Oh, until your mom makes another popcorn chicken.
You're correct, sir.
Oh my gosh. I can't give up my meat. But if people who are vegan listening, good for you. I don't care. Do whatever makes you happy. Just keep me out of it.
Oh, they're keeping you out of it.
No, because...
Until you insult them.
Vegans like to...
You're stereotyping vegans, Chloe.
No, I'm not. Some vegans are fine. But, I mean, there's vegans out there. If they find out you like to eat meat, they fucking try to get you to stop. I don't mm-hmm. like those vegans. I know some people who are vegan who don't fucking care what you eat. I just don't like the people who find out what you eat and then they get mad at you because you like meat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like those vegans. I know there is good vegans out there.
Like more?
No, Brody, you're just weird.
Yeah, you just called a vegan weird.
I know, I said, you're weird.
I'll fight you.
Good luck with that.
We just hit 1 hour, Chloe.
Congratulations. Do you want a gold star for that? Shit. Crash, no, fuck, no. Aww.
Isn't this our longest podcast yet?
Probably. I don't know. Don't ask me.
I'm asking you. And you will answer.
Maybe. I don't know. I told you. I don't have a good memory. I forget what you do.
I do. You're the co-host. You better know.
No.
No. What?
You asked me. I had to know, and I said no.
You do have to know, though.
And I said, I don't know. And then you said, no, I do have to know. So I just gave you an answer. No.
You do have to know, though.
No, I don't know what goes on.
This is your podcast, Chloe. I have like 5 other podcasts.
Hey.
Over exaggeration, by the way.
I don't know. I am just someone who just talks on here. Guys.
Well, petition for new co-host this week.
Well, I guess.
Been fun while it lasts.
Yeah, I was meant to say that. Well, it's been fun while it lasts. Well, you'll never know who I am. And I just ran over somebody. Fuck.
I will post a picture of you.
I would. Fucking, you know what I would do? I still got those fucking weird photos of you on my phone from when we were at men's. I would post them.
You don't even have access to the account.
I don't care about access to the account.
Wait, do you?
Nope.
I thought you did.
I do, but I have it like. Like, I don't sign in. The only access I have right now is the Instagram.
Oh, by the way, guys, Chloe is a zodiac sign geek.
What?
She bases her whole life off zodiac signs.
No, I don't. You're the one who. Is I go to you to ask you.
Okay. I don't base my life off zodiac, so.
Oh no, I'm stuck. Help me. You do! Okay. Who Help. Made a group chat with me and your friend and you called Two Fire Signs?
I was just looking for a. Name, okay.
Okay, you called me Fire Sign 1, and you called your friend Fire Sign 2. And what did you call yourself? Come on, spit it out!
What did I call myself?
I think you called yourself the victim or something.
Oh, I did. Because I am the victim.
Excuse me.
Of your abuse.
Guys, you want to know what? Brody is legit. His zodiac sign is Cancer.
And?
He's a fucking Cancer, guys. He likes to cry in corners.
Wow, you're stereotyping Cancers now?
No, only you.
You just said I'm a Cancer, so I cry in corners.
Because you do cry in corners.
But just because I'm a Cancer doesn't mean I cry in corners.
Brody.
Literally, in this one episode, you drove 20 different happened? Types of people off our podcast.
Oh, I have no idea what you said. I was too busy. I got distracted, okay? What did you do?
I said in this one podcast episode, you've driven off like 20 different types of people.
They all because of you. Because you were a vegetarian.
I'm not talking about vegetarians and vegans and.
I don't care what you do. You can go be a murderer for all I care. I wouldn't care. Just leave me out of it.
I'm not the one that said I wasn't a part of the family when I told you that I was a vegan.
You said, would you ever become vegetarian? I said, there is no way I could be vegetarian. I love my meat too much.
Yeah, because when I told our family, you were like, you're not a part of
because
blank,
our
like,
family
anymore.
Have all our family loves our meat. And the next minute you're like, I'm vegetarian. Like, how? We grew up around meat.
What do you mean, though? I'm not allowed to be a vegetarian.
You're allowed to.
Being
it's
dramatic
just the, fact that
the way that you are.
It came out of nowhere. Just like, oh, I'm not a vegan. And then your mum makes popcorn chicken, you're like, I'm not vegan no more. Vegetarian, I mean. It was so funny because you called me saying, I'm so tempted to eat the chicken, the popcorn chicken. Like, I said, don't
yeah,
do
you're
it
like,
because
don't do
you've
it. You're like, just
been
do
vegetarian
it.
For 2 weeks. I said, don't do it. You've come so far. See, I agreed with you, you shouldn't do it because I even supported you when you are saying to me, oh my gosh, I'm so tempted. And I said, don't do it. And then you said, no, I'm so tempted. And then I said, fuck it, go do it. Because I was over you saying, I'm so tempted. Yeah,
we
all fucking crazy.
Show.
Our whole family are. There's not a day that goes by that there's something going on in our family. Then we get sued because
like our family's lost
from them because it's basically stealing their name. Not their last name, but stealing it because it's basically, yeah. Yeah.
Keeping up with the.
No.
Have we spoken about this before? How we.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A reality
not on the
show?
Podcast, no.
Yeah, we
yeah,
did.
We're like
not
playing
on the podcast.
Minecraft,
like,
and then we're like, playing
Minecraft.
Oh my gosh, our family's crazy. You know what would be a good idea? And you're like, keeping up with the blank.
Half
of
our
family.
Wouldn't even like. Consent to it though.
We don't talk like because they've got families of their own. Yeah.
Or like our family has had a fight.
There is. And the
there
thing
are a
about
lot of
it
fights in our family.
Is a fight that happened so long ago is still going on. I wouldn't want to say.
What one is that?
C.
Give the initial.
I think so. I don't
C&L.
Know. Yeah, I think. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Okay, so I got it right?
Yeah. Wait, how old? You weren't
yeah.
even... No, you were.
Yeah.
You were four. And the fight
like
was
four.
Gone.
And yeah, when the fight first happened, I remember I was sitting in the van with Angel and Soraya was at the. Oh, I didn't mean to say her name. Yeah, she was outside with me and Angel.
Yeah, I was. I was inside when it all went down.
Were you there?
Holding back somebody. C. Cousin.
Initial? Really? That C.
Yep.
The C that you... Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh, we need to crack this code.
Our podcast listeners are like, what the hell is going on?
Good luck with finding my Facebook.
They somehow find our Facebooks. I mean, there's only so many Chloes that live in
there's so many Brodies with Brody.
C-L-O-E.
No, I don't care if people find my Facebook. I don't even have my Facebook downloaded on my phone no more, so if they did try to message me... That photo is legit over fucking 6 years. Almost seven. Actually, I think it's over seven this year. Fuck no. But I'm saying if somebody did find it and think, I wouldn't care. But if they did, like, they found it, they screenshot it and fucking set it out in the world telling people, I would be pissed then because I don't want people to know. I want to keep my private life.
Honestly, well, people could probably find out what we look like and who we are. So
the people who actually listen to us, who actually do know us, do know what we look like. They're the only people. If they betray us and actually do it, they have to deal with me. No!
And you'll lose the lawsuit?
No, Chris, I wouldn't even Jenna. Have the money to actually hire
We get sued from Chris Jenna now for saying her name. I mean, at least we get a little bit of popularity. Next
and it's we got sued by $1 million. Didn't even go to their courtroom. Please. Oh my gosh. Next year we have to come up with a code name. Oh my gosh, it's just like Kevin Hart. I fucking love watching Kevin Hart. I love his story, how he did say pineapple was like his safe word or something. Oh, you're tired there, bro.
Yeah.
yes.
No. So, should we end this very long podcast episode?
If you want, you're the one who's got the stop recording button. I don't. I really believe recording. You got. Let's stop it.
Okay, Wick. Okay, well, thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day, night, morning, whatever time it is for you.
Let me say this before thing is, I don't care what you do with your life. Just leave me out of it. That actually sounds like a threat, basically. Anyway. Like, I don't care about you. What I'm trying to say is, I care about you, but I don't care what you do. If you want to go knock somebody out, go do it. I've got a prison.
Anyway, thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day, night.
Don't morning, get your hopes up, guys.
See you next Sunday. Get your hopes up.
Bye. I might be going to prison.